The Traveler's Journal, February 2nd, with a warm welcome to the Isle of Beauty. Looking for an affordable Mediterranean refuge? Consider Corsica, a 50 by 100-mile island south of Genoa and west of Rome. Though tiny, the island's landscape is astonishingly diverse and blessed with a climate and ambiance of the French Riviera. Nowhere in the Mediterranean has finer beaches than the perfect half-moon bays of Corsica's west coast, punctuated by dramatic granite cliffs. Surprisingly little has changed since Napoleon Bonaparte, the island's most famous offspring, claimed he could recognize Corsica by its scent alone. Everywhere there's the sweet smell of the maquis, the underbrush of wild juniper, broom, rosemary, lavender, and thyme that permeates the island. In a way, the maquis also symbolizes the tough, impenetrable spirit of the Corsican people. The island has been part of France for over 200 years, but spectacular architecture reveals its Roman ancestry. The most formidable remains are stern castles that guard towns such as Bastia and Calvi. Stone monuments in Corsica's southwest corner were built by civilizations that predate the Romans. Corsicans themselves tend to be somewhat aloof, but they certainly enjoy good food and good times. Corsican sojourns can be half as expensive as those on the French and Italian Rivieras. Because it's flooded by tourists in summer, the island is at its best from April through June, and again in September and October. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.